Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would maintain sanctions against Russia imposed by the Obama administration, but would consider lifting them if Russia cooperates on matters of common interest. Washington initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. And then on December 29th, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from U.S. and imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. The president-elect took to Twitter again on Saturday morning, this time unleashing an attack on civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis. Lewis had told NBC News he does not consider Trump a legitimate president and blamed Russia for helping him win the presidency. Trump responded by saying the lawmaker should concentrate on serving his constituents. Less than a week ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration as president of the U.S., demonstrations against various campaign promises are taking place in Washington. The We Shall Not Be Moved march was led by activist minister, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped. We won't be trumped.
The march comes on the holiday weekend. Americans commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, renowned for his tireless work to end racism and promote civil rights. Also a rally among those concerned about immigrant and minority rights taking place in Washington. This is VOA News. Monitors are saying the Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas in the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 30 government jihadist fighters and civilians. The divided city of 200 residents is about halfway between Raqqa and the Iraq border and has been under siege by extremist fighters for nearly 2 years. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 6-year-long civil war. That one in Syria, but they say a planned meeting later this month in Kazakhstan should be only seen as a first step towards the resumption of the long-stalled UN-backed Geneva peace process. The Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation which will attend the meeting in the Kazakh capital. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather that's gripping the continent. Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and UNICEF say they are doing what they can to protect the refugees and the migrants. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Pouy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe, including 5 deaths since the beginning of the year due to the freezing weather.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions in the Greek islands. Since few tourists are there this time of the year, the Children's Agency is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in hotels, hostels, and homes that are largely empty. Iraqi forces have secured the sprawling Mosul University campus after a battle with Islamic State militants. Iraqis also say they have secured 3 of Mosul's 5 bridges. IS took control of Mosul about 2.5 years ago. And authorities in Pakistan have reported no progress in finding at least 4 secular activists and bloggers who mysteriously went missing from different cities, including the capital, Islamabad. Apparent abductions took place January 4th and 7th. No group has claimed responsibility. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.